Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. On this day in 1962, Bob Dylan released his first album, the self-titled Bob Dylan, on Columbia Records. Broken down bicycles, which block connectivity anywhere in the city, are a nuisance, especially for cyclists. The CDU and the Allgemeine Deutsche Fahrradklub, or the ADFC, in Berlin demanded a central office for the removal of scrap bicycles. Oliver Federici, transport spokesman for the CDU parliamentary group, stated that the bicycle corpses are not part of the beautiful cityscape. The Greens are also calling for the issue to be taken more seriously. Federici had asked the House of Representatives about the handling of the discarded bikes. 4 of the 12 districts provided figures for this purpose, illustrating, according to Federici, the disinterest of the districts for the problem. In his opinion, only a central service for removing bicycles can remedy the situation. He also suggested installing bicycle stands at every stop, allowing cyclists to be able to lock their bikes securely without, quote, uncontrolled growth. Laura Eckstein of the ADFC said the organization supports this program, adding that there were too few safe parking facilities for bicycles in Berlin. In the Netherlands, it is common for bicycle parking areas at railway stations to be guarded, where the staff takes care that any bicycles that have not been in use for weeks are removed. Like the CDU, Stefan Taschner, bike traffic expert of the Green Parliamentary Group, also appealed to take the topic more seriously, stating, quote, "In the view of how many bikes are felt to be on the roads, the actual removal figures are very low." In Berlin, the districts are responsible for the removal of scrap bicycles from public places. Bicycles that are no longer roadworthy are marked by the public order office and must be removed by their owners within 3 weeks. If the deadline expires, the bikes are cleared in cooperation with the Berliner Stadtreinigung, or the BSR, and the police. The Ordnungsamt becomes aware of these cycles through citizen complaints or inspections. Christian Berg, spokesman for the Neukölln district office, explained that, quote, "The removal of bicycle corpses has a high priority in Neukölln, and the many reports from citizens would be processed within 3 days. Sarah Luhmann, spokeswoman for the office in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, added, quote, "The responsible office is very satisfied with the current procedure and sees no need to revise the functioning processes on the subject of scrap bikes." According to the district offices, bicycles are removed weekly in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, monthly in Neukölln, and twice a year in Tempelhof-Schöneberg. In Treptow-Köpenick, bicycles are only removed if they endanger road safety, which happened 3 times in 2018. In 2018, according to their own information, the offices collected several thousand discarded bicycles. In Neukölln, about 500 were marked and disposed of. More than 500 were collected in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf and more than 900 in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, where the bicycles are collected free of charge by a charitable company that uses them to build cycles for institutions such as kindergartens. Also, in Tempelhof-Schöneberg, the still usable parts are given to a charitable organization. Last year, 152 scrap bicycles were removed there, about half as many as in 2017. For many landlords, complex modernizations are the ideal way to get even more money out of their property. According to current law, the landlord may add the costs to the rent, 11% until December 31st of 2018, and 8% since the beginning of this year. A tenant from Berlin is now bringing an action against this practice before the District Court of Tempelhof-Schöneberg, and his lawsuit has found some prominent supporters. Berliner Mieterverein and the tenant platform Wenigermiete.de are also behind the litigation, which could have far-reaching consequences. The lawsuit fundamentally questions the allocation of the expenses to the tenant, which has been permitted since the 70s. The legal experts of the Tenant Association and Venegamita.de consider this practice to be unconstitutional. It violates the freedom of contract enshrined in the Grundgesetz. The Tenants Association and the Internet Portal argue that there is no obvious reason why the costs should be borne unilaterally by the tenant, while a good part of the increase in value remains with the landlord. Rainer Wild, managing director of the Berlin Tenants Association, remarked that, quote, "More and more strongly yield-oriented housing companies are using modernization to drive up rents. The tenants themselves often do not want this modernization and are usually unable to defend themselves against it, but have to pay full price for it nevertheless." Daniel Halme, lawyer and founder of Venegamita.de, added, quote, "With the modernization levy, landlords can enrich themselves twice at the expense of the tenants. They simultaneously increase the value of the property and the rental income. The tenancy agreement is unilaterally amended without the tenant having any influence over it. If the judges at the local court agree with the plaintiff, the federal constitutional court must resolve the case in principle." The housing cooperative Grüne Mitte wants to launch its own petition for a referendum with the aim of obliging the Senate to provide the city's 80 housing cooperatives with land under the same conditions as the 6 municipal housing companies as reported by the Berliner Morgenpost on the weekend. According to the report, Grüne Mitte board member Andrea Eckhardt has written to all Berlin housing cooperatives with the aim of bringing about a change in policy. So far, cooperatives have had virtually no chance of acquiring state-owned building plots, as these are preferentially assigned to the state-owned housing companies. However, these are not able to be built quickly. With this project, the Grüne Mitte is also in line with the opposition. The FDP and the AfD have repeatedly called on the House of Representatives to make state-owned land available to the housing cooperatives at market value. According to an earlier press release by the building authorities, the strengthening of cooperatives is definitely on the Senate's agenda. Accordingly, dozens of properties have been sold to cooperatives in recent years. This has been simplified since September of 2018. After 4 months of imprisonment in Venezuela, journalist Billy Six is back in Germany. At his arrival at Tegel Airport on Monday, he was received by family members, friends, colleagues, and AfD politicians. Six told media representatives that he was still in shock after his arrest. He accused the federal government of abandoning him because of his political attitude. Similar accusations had already been made by his father and the AfD, but the Foreign Office has rejected it. In the past, the journalist had written for the right-wing conservative weekly Junge Freiheit, among others. He was arrested in mid-November in Venezuela for allegedly stepping over the security line in a speech by left nationalist head of state Nicolas Maduro. He was charged with espionage and rebellion and faced up to 28 years of imprisonment for this. The organization Reporter ohne Grenzen, or Reporters Without Borders, considers the accusations to be unfounded and has repeatedly demanded the release of Six. On Friday, after efforts by the Federal Foreign Office, he had also been released subject to conditions. The case shows similarities to the case of Deniz Yücel, who was imprisoned in Turkey for over a year. His incarceration was widely criticized by journalists, politicians, and the German public. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.